Boy, a solid week is a solid gets for the Gallatin Bulldogs. They win a GRC title on Saturday night, beat one of their biggest rivals in the Penny Hornets a couple of nights prior, beat a very good state-ranked Class 1 team in Green City. Week ago Monday at the Ketchum Community Center. Bulldogs are pretty quiet this week. They do have a game coming up on Thursday over at Stanbury. Then get ready for the district tournament at Plattsburgh next week. Gallatin, a 2 seed. We'll take on Polo on Monday night at 6:30 in the opening round. Coach Chad Sullinger, congrats on the win Saturday night.
Thanks, Tom. I sure appreciate it.
I don't know if it's the best I've seen Isaac Bird play, but it was among the best games I've seen him play. I thought he was really special against North Andrews Saturday. What were your thoughts on his play?
Yeah, I think Isaac's really, really matured as a player. He's doing a really good job of playing the game. Not only scoring, but facilitating and getting guys really good looks. He has done a really good job of taking open looks, especially on the offensive end, and is knocking stuff down. You know, really proud of him and the way he's kind of adjusted his style of play lately, and which, you know, has followed in for us having more success.
How big of a goal was it at the start of the season to win the conference championship outright?
It was definitely a goal of ours. I mean, you know, we returned all the guys from last year that, you know, we had some success last year, and it was definitely one on our list, and I'm just super proud of the guys for having a good run through our conference. That's very difficult, and you know, we look forward to trying to do her again next year.
21-2 record. You know, as we've talked about, the only hiccup that you had was really in a 24-hour span there late in the Lawson tournament about a month ago. Not that anybody ever wants to lose, but in what ways have you kind of used that hiccup, Coach, to motivate your team over last month?
Yeah, it was good for us, actually. You know, no one ever wants to lose a game. However, it did teach us a lot of things. And, you know, I think what you're seeing is you know, definitely paying off lately from us. And it's just, you know, we've spoken before, but, you know, we're just a more patient basketball team. We kind of got out of that sense where we don't necessarily have to score as fast as we can or try to, and we don't have to absolutely take the ball away from the offensive player when we're on defense immediately. We're just, from what I've seen and what we've worked on, we're just trying to be more solid on both ends and get great shots, and losing those two games definitely did benefit us in those areas of improvement.
It looks to me like, and I wasn't there to see the Penny game, but I did do the Green City game and the North Andrew game, obviously. In Green City, you played great in the second half. You pulled away from a Green City team that played you tough for a half. And it looked like, you know, and we talked about it for the last month, that if you guys are playing well, it starts with really stout defense. And I felt like against Green City, you played great defense and looked like you carried that throughout the rest of the week.
Yeah, you know, we did some things differently in the first half. We saw some things on film and that Green City liked to do, and we kind of adjusted our man a little bit in the first half, and it didn't work out the way we wanted it to, really. And so, you know, during halftime, we just kind of went back to doing what we normally do and schematically, defensively. And, you know, we're able to we got out and pressured them a little bit more, played a little tighter. And I think we really saw that pay off. You know, we've got a lot of veterans on this team that's played a lot, and so being able to make that adjustment at halftime and see it pay off, I think was a great thing for us. And we work on defense every day in practice in some way, and so we really harp and preach on that end of the floor. And so, you know, it's nice to see these things that we're doing in practice and games carrying on to having some success.
One of the things I can really pick up on, Coach, too, and it's an enjoyable thing to watch with a successful basketball team, is you get a deep team. They all kind of have different roles and different strengths of the team, but nobody really cares who gets the glory. As long as they're all kind of pulling on the same rope and they get a win at the end of the night, they're all happy.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a group of great kids that are very unselfish, And I think, you know, by now they've kind of figured out where they fit in and their roles. And, you know, we make sure we express to them that those roles are very valuable. And so I think they understand that, and they are definitely team-first guys. And there's no selfish me on this basketball team. And so I think, you know, you can contribute that to, you know, the success that we have, because it would be really easy to want the limelight and want the stage and want your name called and all those good things. But these guys care about one thing, that's winning the basketball game. And so it's just a pleasure to coach.
How did the guys play against Penny on Thursday night, Coach? Was it any sort of a battle to kind of get through the distraction of senior night, or they handle that a-okay?
It was a little rough, you know. That wasn't our best effort that night. We did, again, you know, we had the day off before. We weren't able to get in the gym the day off before for some things, and we'd actually put our scout stuff in on Monday, and so you could tell that, you know, we hadn't been in our normal routine. And but, you know, credit to our guys, you know, we buckled down and again did a really solid job defensively. And then we're able to come out with a victory that night.
First time that you played Polo, I'm looking at the score, 71-37. I want to say that it was maybe close for a quarter and a half. Then you kind of pulled away from them. But yeah, that's for a 2-7 seed matchup next Monday. Polo, to me, they're better than your kind of run of the mill 7 seed, are they not?
No, absolutely. No doubt. You know, they're a scary basketball team. They're athletic as could be, tall. They do a really good job on the glass. And so, yeah, that every single game that we're going to play, you know, from now on is going to be a difficult game. And so, you know, we're ready for those challenges. But Polo does present some problems that we will make sure we have to take care of, or we'll be in trouble.
Yeah, that's what happens next week. You get the do-or-die aspect of the game starting down at Plattsburgh for Class 2 District 15. That Gallatin Polo game is going to be, I believe it's the second game of the night. You play in the middle game at 6:30, mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
6:30 on Monday, trip to Stanbury, then this Thursday for the Bulldogs. Coach, as always, I appreciate the time. Safe travels, good luck over at Stanbury Thursday.
Thanks, Tom. Sure appreciate it.